Hello everyone, it's Charlie C again, and we are starting our second episode in our second season of Study Skills 101. The purpose of this podcast is to help you perform your best in classes and ace those university exams. Today, we are going to talk about using external resources and what is available to you. Please keep in mind that I was trained to be a biologist and ecologist, so the resources I share may be biased towards those fields. However, as I learn more about what is out there, I want to share them with you. I don't know if you have ever heard of the OpenStax textbooks, but these are free and available online to anyone who needs them. If you have not heard of them, just Google the name and they will pop up. You can access all of the information pages through the website, and you can download them or even order a physical copy if that is what you prefer. I do know some universities use them, but not everyone can. Our book choices are often in collaboration with other faculty who teach the same class, so we often have to compromise. Please understand this might not be an exact match or substitute for your textbook, but it may offer some different perspectives that could be helpful as you tackle difficult information. Remember, the more ways you see something, the more likely it will click and stick. In addition to this, there are many other free online resources for you to use. In biology, the Amoeba Sisters are a favorite of my students, and I often share videos or recommend clips to them. Bozeman Biology is also another great resource. Mr. Anderson does a nice job explaining difficult topics in easy-to-understand terms. Don't forget we also have the famous Khan Academy with Sal. I'm not going to lie, I love Sal and all he brings to the organization and the fields of science. Initially, their topics seemed to be at the intro level, but over time, they have really blossomed into some upper-level topics that my students tend to use and appreciate. Ultimately, as long as you are using websites that end in .edu, .gov, or is written by the experts and peer-reviewed, many of them will tell you this in the descriptions, you should be safe. I did find a new resource I am super excited about in OpenStax. There is a book called College Success. What I love so much about it, in addition to the fact it is free, is that it is also discussing many of the same topics we cover here, yet it is not repetitive. It complements this podcast nicely. Remember, I get nothing out of any of these suggestions. I'm just trying to help you do well and have the best college experience possible. I hope you find this helpful. Until we chat again, stay safe, everyone.